Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allowed me to come on each Saturday morning and break bread before you. Amen. They have a broadcast which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their broadcast is Turn on the Light Broadcast. That Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastor at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. And the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school and 10 a.m. with worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, you can actually call this number that you called in this morning and listen to their live Bible study. That will be noon, 12 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. And they also have Bible studies 7 p.m. at their location. And they're located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and also their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a message and a song. Amen.
Look around. Tell me what you see. Nearly a billion people entered the 21st century unable to read a book or sign their names, illiterate and unable to read, not even the Bible. Look around. Tell me what you see. Earthquakes, natural and man-made disasters, political unrest, famine, war, poverty and disease all around us. The truth of God being trampled and Jesus being scorned by a world in desperate need to encounter Him. Tell me, what do you see? Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. And Jesus Christ, the only answer for the world, lives in you and moves through His body, the church. Yet the world says that the church is losing its influence. This cannot be, not on our watch. May the eyes of this generation be opened. 1/6 of the world's population is hungry. Half of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day. Half of all the children in the world live in poverty. More children die from drinking bad water than HIV, AIDS, and malaria combined. And water is the most abundant resource on the planet. Look around. What do you see? Church, how will we respond?
victorious. We overcome because you fought for us. Place all your cares on him and rest in the arms of hope. So my brother, I want you to know this. And my sister, I want you to know God to tell the world the truth and the light. I want you to know.
To know there's hope. Whatever situation you're facing right now, whatever circumstances, whatever problems, whatever issues, I want you to know that there is hope. As the famous preacher says, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. I want you to know that there is hope. The first, I say, charge or reminder or encouragement would say a song because he was speaking, but it was explaining the things that are going on in the world. And if we look at the Bible and speaking of the times and seasons that we're in, for us to be at this place, for us to be in this moment of needing, wanting, desiring, it's all because the one word, sin. All because of that one word, sin. Because of sin, every evil work is running free course. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about sin. Let's get into the word. But there is hope. There is hope. Coming out of the book of 1 Timothy, 6th chapter. 1 Timothy, 6th chapter, starting at verse 17. And it reads, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, you can put your name there. O Normie, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. I want to read verse 21 again. It says, which some professing what? Professing Christ, professing Jesus as their Lord and Savior, professing to be Christians, saved, born again, believers, which some professing have erred, E-R-R-E-D, erred, concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. The title of the message this morning is The Heir in America. The Heir. Heir. The E-R-R in America. And I spelled America A-M-E-R-R-I-C-A. The Heir in America. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to wake up and see this glorious, beautiful day that you have made, Father. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it, for opening our eyes, for giving us breath, another chance, another opportunity to represent and glorify you, God. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to receive what you will have to say to us, to hear your heartbeat. Speak to us, Father. Give us direction. Give us instruction. Give us strategic plans, Father, that we may go in that particular direction which you have chosen for us, to do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that equips us, your word that prepares us, that encourages us, that saves us, that delivers us, Father, that heals us and sets us free from the cares of this world, from the bondages, from all the distractions. Thank you for your son, Jesus, God. You sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to be the example, Father, to be the sacrifice. Through his obedience unto you. And thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to hell for us, to take the keys of Satan. And thank you, Father, for raising him up on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. All authority. And thank you for receiving him into heaven, his precious blood, his sinless blood, his victorious blood, hallelujah, that we may have access to you and come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you for Holy Spirit, Father, our comforter, our teacher, our guide, our aid. Thank you for his leading. Thank you, Father, for you, Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. Thank you for considering us, Father, to create us, Father, to choose us, to call us your own, Father, children, hallelujah, through your son, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The air in America. For those of you who missed the title is The Air in America. Air, E-R-R, in America. And I spelled America, A-M-E-R-R. I-C-A, the air in America. What is air? Air means to wonder, not to be in awe or excited, but to wonder means to go astray morally. That's what to wonder means. So air means to wonder, to go astray morally. Astray means off the right path or route. So to wonder, to go off the right path or route morally. Astray means in error, away from what is proper or desirable, away from what is proper or desirable. Let's go to 1 Peter, 1 Peter 2nd chapter, starting at verse 1. First Peter 2, starting at verse 1. Excuse me. It says, in error, away from what is proper or desirable. First Peter 2, starting at verse 1, it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. This is what we should be desiring. Says, in error, away from what is proper or desirable. So, America has gotten away from desiring the word of God. Verse 2 says, as newborn babes, this, and newborn babes, America is called the new world. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Newborn babes are not to stay newborn babes. There's a growing process that must take place. And the only way that a newborn babe can grow is by, verse 3 says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. You have to taste the word of God. St. Matthew 4 says, for we shall not eat bread alone, but we shall eat the bread called the word of God. Let's go there. St. Matthew 4. This is when Satan was tempting Jesus in the wilderness. St. Matthew 4, verse 1, says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, that's key. He was first led of the Spirit. So we have to ask ourselves, are we being led of the Spirit of God in all of our ways? We must acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Intentionally. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if, challenging his identity. Jesus' identity of who he is as the Son of God is being challenged by Satan. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, knowing Jesus, how hungry he was, he could have done that. Jesus could have turned those rocks into bread. He turned water into wine. So right there on that mountain, he could have had a delicate dinner. But he chose not to because of the one who was tempting him. And this was his response. He said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes, yes, his physical body was weak and hungry. But Jesus was not on a natural level. He was on a supernatural level. He wasn't on a physical level. He was on a spiritual level. So going back to 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. See, the word of God has been shown that is milk and the word of God has been shown that it is bread. But that milk and that bread is spiritual. So it says that the newborn babes must grow. Three says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. The word of God is the best thing we can eat. The word of God is the best, the most desirable, the sweetest, and the most healthiest food we can eat. I dare you to taste it. I dare you to taste it. Says we must grow thereby, desiring the word of God. Hebrews 11. Let's go to Hebrews 11 chapter. The heir in America. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 13. And it reads, these all died in faith. Now, Hebrews chapter 11 is called the Hall of Faith. The Hall of Faith. Because it mentions certain individuals. Talks about Abel. In verse 4 it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of these things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Verse 8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. That's faith. Verse 9 says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's the type of city, that's the type of place that we should be seeking. So he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 11 says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. So verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. Now these great people that were mentioned in the Hall of Faith, says they all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That's the mentality that these people of faith had. That they were persuaded of the promises and embraced those promises and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Is that your confession? That we are strangers and pilgrims. Even when you think about the new world, America, the first thing they talk about were pilgrims in this land. We're strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Verse 14 says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. That's why. See, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We live in America, but we don't live by America's principles, America's rules, America's laws. Yes, yes, the word says for us to obey the laws of the land. Obey the laws of the land. That means to do what's right in the eyes of God. Because every law does not line up with the word of God. So we must do right according to the word of God, because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. We're sojourners. We're pilgrims. We're strangers in this world, seeking a country. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. That's the place that we should be seeking. I go to prepare a place for you. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions. Not mansions that are built by man, by wood and bricks. Jesus is the builder of our mansions in heaven. That's why he's called the master builder. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. This right here is sensitive. And it's going to touch some people the wrong way. Said, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country, Africa, from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. That's what a lot of Africans attempted to do when they were brought over to this new world called America. They attempted to escape, to go back to Africa. But when we look at the times of slavery, yes, we don't smile at or condone what people suffered and died, tortured, beat, raped during slavery. But one thing that we can rejoice about is that we were taught the word of God. We were taught the word of God because when we look at the life of Joseph, how Joseph was sold into slavery, and how he was accused of rape, and how he had to endure being locked up in chains and behind bars in prison because he had faith in the eyes of God. He rose to a position where he was making the decisions. And because we have favor of God, I'm not talking about us as a black people, an African-American race or culture. I'm talking about us as sons and daughters of God. See, we can't limit ourselves to a particular culture or race or ethnicity, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're sojourners. But our job, our duty, our mission, our purpose, our assignment as sons and daughters of God is to present and represent our Father in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father also. Because I say what he says and I do what he does. That should be our confession. Because you see me, a son, a daughter of the Most High God, you also see my Father who art in heaven. That's the life we should be living. In God we trust. That's the motto. Because this new world, this land called America was so-called founded on the basis of the standards, the morality of the Word of God. But it says to err means to wander, to go astray morally. when we look at the beginning of America, in a couple of weeks, we will be celebrating what we call Independence Day, the 4th of July, the Day of Proclamation. But what are we really celebrating? And why? Because now all that seems like is no longer. To have laws written and created and made based off of the Word of God. Look where we are now. So much deception. So much secrecy. When we look at abortion, innocent helpless babies and yes, we speak about having free choice, but as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, where we are free moral agents, by us being free moral agents, it says that the choices that we make must be the best part, the cream of the crop, the care in selecting. So yes, we have free will to choose, but in that choosing, we must first acknowledge God, and He will give us direction. So there's really no way around it. But there's one way through it. The Word of God. 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Talking about the air in America. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. Starting at verse 1. And it reads, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Difficult days, grievous days. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You hear that? Despisers of those that are good. Oh, you think you holier than thou? You ain't no better than me. traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness. Yeah, you say you say. You say you're a Christian. You say you're born again. You say you're a believer. But denying the power thereof. And then after all of that, it says, from such, from those type of people, turn away. From such, turn away. The air in America. For those who are lovers of their own selves, for those who are covetous, boasters, always bragging of me, myself, and mine. What I have, what I've done, what I've accomplished because of my grinding, because of my putting in the work, because of my, what I've done, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Disobedient to parents, unthankful means to be ungrateful, always complaining. Not realizing that it's still breathing, at least. Still have food to eat. Not starving. Still have roof over your head. Not homeless. Still have a vehicle to get around in. Even if it's from A to B, not walking. Still have clothes on your back. Unthankful. Unholy. That speaks for itself. When you look in this world and see how people are acting, especially during this, what we call pandemic, in this last year where we've come from. Even last June to now, how many people have wondered, have gone astray morally, have erred in America? We're not even talking about the other continents. Having a form of godliness, a form of godliness. Look good on the outside, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. What's the answer? Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles. Seventh chapter. Starting at verse 12. And it reads, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, in God we trust, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually, the heir in America. Father, forgive us. Forgive America for the heir, for wandering, for going astray morally, for going off the right path, for going away from what is proper and what is desirable, from going away from your word, Father. The sincere milk of your word, the bread of life. Forgive America, Father, and make America moral again. Make America moral again. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Bless you. Love you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.